We welcome you in to the gym class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, your local sports programming block getting underway here on KGYM. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. And we step aside for Monday Night Football on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be the Baltimore Ravens and the Los Angeles Rams going at it from the Coliseum. And the Cyclone Coaches Show will come your way tonight on 1600 AM, beginning at 7:05 for Iowa State. Talk about their game, a little tougher game than we thought it was going to be against the Kansas Jayhawks over at Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday in Ames. How was your weekend?
It was terrific. Interesting weekend of games and interesting week ahead. Short week at that, for us anyway, but very interesting week ahead. Looking forward to it. We're going to have a somewhat unusual Emil's Hideaway pick six on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got the smorgasbord edition.
Yeah.
The supersized edition. Looking forward to that. Is that a good place to start, by the way?
Why not? Since you are in the headlines, Scott Unash with the, he's the winner.
Picked fifth, I believe, this week.
Emil's Hideaway picked six at 4-2. Edged Alex. Deprived Alex of his first win of the year.
Sorry, Alex.
On a tiebreaker. All of us went over on the total for Iowa, Illinois, which was 29. But Scott with the win. I'm very thankful for the Minnesota Golden Gophers to have covered. Otherwise, we'd be scheduling lunch on this Thanksgiving week, courtesy of me. That's not the case. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn picked up one game in the standings, and now seven back.
Still seven back.
Yeah.
47-30. Am I still on the top lead dog here?
You sure are.
47-30.
Six games up on Dave Alec. Dave's a closer, though, so be careful.
He is a closer. Well, he can make it all up this week. We're picking like 10 games this week, aren't we?
Seven. Yeah.
Well, that's a slightly supersized edition. Yeah. I thought it was really supersized. But anyway, we're going to talk about the weekend in sports with you out there. As always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated. And when you're at third base, you're practically home. Iowa football with a victory over Illinois to get their eighth victory of the year. Iowa State, as we mentioned earlier on, with the win over the Kansas Jayhawks. UNI, a win over Western Illinois that they thought was going to go a long, long way. We'll talk about that. But let's start with Iowa basketball. The news of the day, the big news of the day coming out from Iowa City, and it's not good news today. Iowa announced this morning after an MRI that forward Jack Nungy is going to miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL in his right knee that suffered in the second half, early in the second half of the game against Cal Poly in Iowa City yesterday, that Iowa won handily 85-59. And being down there and seeing it, I kind of thought right away this was not going to be good. And it turns out it wasn't good. The knee kind of buckled, and that is about the worst thing you can see on the basketball court. And went back to the locker room area, came back with a large ice bag on his right knee, but you could kind of tell from the body language of Jack Nungy that he kind of probably knew in the back of his mind that it wasn't going to be good news either. And it wasn't.
Well, it's obviously very unfortunate for Nungy, who sat out last year with a red shirt and I know gained weight and put in a lot of time and practices and the weight room and whatnot, and then to have this happen, it's obviously very unfortunate for he or any player in that regard. Now, what does it mean for the Iowa basketball program? In my mind, it certainly hurts depth. But I also believe that Ryan Kreener and Cordell Pemsel are every bit Jack Nungy's equal. That's, you know, No disrespect to Jack Nungy, but I think in Pimsel and Kreener, along with Garza, you still have a pretty nice core there.
Front line is fine. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the fact, can Iowa, it seems like a very short 2 weeks ago, does Iowa play too many guys as far as the rotation is concerned? Iowa was up to 11 in the rotation, and now it's 8, basically, and probably Riley Till is going to be the ninth guy. And Riley Till got some playing time yesterday in the second half when Jack Nungy went out, and I don't see any reason why Riley Till is not going to get playing time from here on in. Jordan Bohannon did not play yesterday, and that fuels the speculation about Jordan. Was it just one of those load management college brand days, Mark? Or was it just a situation where, okay, is this a tell as far as what's going to happen for the rest of the season? And no one's talking, really, about that. The jury is still out if Jordan's going to play for the entire 2019-2020 season. Patrick McCaffrey has not played now for 3 straight games, battling some health issues, residue from his cancer treatment. Not cancer, again, but just kind of residue from that from several years ago. So this has gone from a team with a lot of depth to a team with not a whole lot of depth, suddenly.
And going into a very tough stretch, starting in Las Vegas.
Thursday.
That's a 7 o'clock game against undefeated and national defending runner-up. Can you defend a runner-up? I guess you can.
You don't really want to defend your runner-up.
But
do
a
you?
Very good Texas Tech team to start out a very, very tough stretch. In regards to Jordan Bohannon, I don't know anything more than what I see. And what I see is a guy who is less than 100%. Still a remarkable recovery. And to see him running around and doing some of the things that he's doing right now, again, is quite remarkable after the hip surgery. But if I had to bet right now, Bohannon is going to redshirt and come back next season. That's just a pure guess in my mind.
319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. That's a Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. It is feast week. It is Thanksgiving tournament basketball week, if you will. I love this week, Mark. It is a great week. Maui getting started right now. Dayton is blowing out Georgia. Pair of unbeatens going at it, 66-46. Maui's got 3 more games coming up later on. Miami of Ohio beat the Drake Bulldogs today, 67-59. Michigan State's going to take on Virginia Tech in the next game at Maui. That'll come up a little bit later on. Also at Maui coming up, if I can find the schedule here real quick. Of course, when you want to find something real quick, Mark, you can't find something real quick, as you know. Kansas will take on Chaminade. Chaminade gets to play in their own tournament this year. Remember, they were relegated to not playing every year in their own tournament, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And then the late game tonight is BYU against UCLA at 10:30 from out at Maui.
On the text line, 6019 says, Iowa's team is slower than Mark getting out of bed on a Saturday morning.
Now, how do they know that?
How do you know it's just Saturday?
How do you know that?
Point well taken. This is not a very quick team.
No, it's not.
Except for Joe Toussaint, and Frederick has a few quicks, but
Frederick can play defense, too. And Frederick
can play defense.
Frederick hit shots yesterday again. By the way, I'd like to point out again, the DePaul Blue Demons, a winner on the road on Saturday afternoon against Boston College, an ACC team, to remain unbeaten and off to their best start since the Ray Meyer era.
Is it a slow team, Scott?
It's not a quick team afoot, no. Toussaint, Frederick, I think, are a couple of exceptions in there. But as a whole, compared to the rest of the Big Ten and rest of Division I Power 5 basketball, no, it's not. It's not a quick team. And I think Fran knows that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's adjusted a little bit. Hey, Iowa's an inside-to-out team. Or I beg your pardon, an outside-to-in team. Not an inside-to-out team. Luka Garza's pretty much the first option for this Iowa basketball team at this point. Joe Eastcamp was kind of he was kind of missing in action in the first half yesterday in that ball game. And they need Joe Eastcamp now more than ever. You said Texas Tech is coming up, and then the other game in Las Vegas will be on Friday. And then you turn around, you get into Big Ten play with a game at Michigan, and then Minnesota at home 2 weeks from today, and Iowa State thrown in there as well. So it's a formidable schedule for the next 3 weeks for this Iowa basketball team.
For whatever reason, Wieskamp didn't seem assertive to me, especially in that first half. Now, it could have been something that Cal Poly was doing, but, you know, if you're a guy considering the NBA, he didn't look like an NBA player to me at this point.
By the way, I did not get any special treatment from my friends at Cal Poly.
Yeah, you were the voice of Cal Poly a few years ago.
For three days. In 2007, Mark.
As the Cal Poly team played you and I.
In a you and I tournament.
Yeah.
Preseason tournament up there. No love.
None.
No swag, no love, no special seats, no nothing. See what happens. 12 years goes by, and the Mustangs just, they don't remember. They just don't remember anymore. 15 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. That's basketball. Before we get to football, wrestling from yesterday. Iowa and Iowa State going at it. Iowa wins for the 16th straight time in the duel. Tom Brands remains unbeaten against the Cyclones, as the Hawkeyes really dominated the match yesterday in getting the victory down in Ames.
Iowa State coach Kevin Dresser said his team was manhandled. And I thought that was an interesting take, and pretty accurate take at that. Looking at four matches, Iowa scored bonus points in. Won a couple tight ones. And now we'll see what on the next poll is. Penn State, as we know, got beat by Arizona State last Friday. Now, whether that's going to be enough to put Iowa in the number one spot, we'll see. Doesn't matter a great deal right now.
Not really.
But a good solid win for the Iowa wrestling program. And we're going to hear from Mark Ironside on Wednesday, be it here or in a tree stand. We shall find out on Wednesday.
We'll see how that weather goes for him. I think that's going to play a big factor in that. 319-366-1600.
A tree stand or a deer stand? Probably a deer stand.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Nelson Brands with a very big emotional lift for the Hawkeyes. And I think he's still, he could have ran home from Ames to Iowa City, I think, and not been winded leaving the mat at Hilton Coliseum.
That's
yesterday.
An interesting situation with Brands, all kinds of talent, and you got Cash Wilkie sitting there, a 3-time national qualifier.
True.
That's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out.
It is going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. 319-366-1600. Going to take a quick break, come back. We'll talk football. Iowa beats Illinois. Iowa State over Kansas State. UNI gets the best of Western Illinois all on senior days. We'll talk about that. Get your thoughts about it as well at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
The first thing your guests see is the outside of your home, so make sure it's ready to greet them for the holidays. A new front door from Therma-True will make a statement and create a stunning entrance. In fact, with a new Therma-True front door from Alexander Lumber, you'll spruce up your curb appeal and give your guests a warm welcome before they even reach the doorbell. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a Resort Club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great-paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
Back in the gym class for a Monday on KGYM. This Thanksgiving week, we've got the triple header of NFL football coming your way on Thursday, and that should be a very interesting triple header of football. That'll get started at 11 o'clock. Iowa State in action as well on Thursday at the Battle for Atlantis. By the way, the Iowa State Cyclone men's basketball team, if you're curious about their Thanksgiving week tournament, Battle for Atlantis, they play the early game on Wednesday, 10 a.m., pregame on 1600 AM on Wednesday morning as Iowa State will battle Michigan. Juwan Howard's Michigan Wolverines. Very interesting first round game in Atlantis. So we'll see how that plays out. I believe UNI is in the they're at a warmer climate than we are right now. Although it's a beautiful day outside. But the Panthers, I think, are in the Virgin Islands. Anyway, 319-366-1600. We'll get to a couple phone calls here coming up in a moment. Iowa beats Illinois, Mark, 19-10, as Keith Duncan, with four field goals out of six tries, was named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week and also a Lou Groza Award finalist. He's one of the three finalists for that prestigious kicking award. And it wasn't the prettiest victory on senior day, but it was a very Iowa-like performance.
It was. It was Duncan and the defense. Iowa's inability to get into the end zone has benefited Keith Duncan to the point where he's set a Big Ten record in field goals made, and I believe I read three field goals, maybe a little bit more. But he's on the verge of maybe setting an FBS record for field goals in a season. And that speaks to his success this year, but it also speaks to Iowa's lack of success in the red zone and in other parts of the field. And it's been a frustrating offense in some respects. But the defense, once again, averaging 12 points a game, and Illinois was not a terrific offensive team, but it ran the ball somewhat effectively. It came down to it, Iowa made some plays, and especially at the end of the first half, which
play of the game.
We talked about it, yeah.
I think it was a play of the game. Geno Stone's play just ahead of halftime on the Illinois fourth down try where Lovie Smith rolled the dice a little bit. Instead of Illinois possibly taking the lead before halftime, Iowa gets a field goal before halftime. And it's instead of maybe 14-10 Illinois, it's 13-7 Iowa at that point. Game wasn't over, certainly, at that point, but it certainly helped as far as Iowa is concerned. And when you know that more often than not, your defense is going to be stellar and stout, you can do some things out there. Geno Stone was terrific. You can put Duncan in the defense / Stone.
Absolutely. And I still think this secondary is susceptible to a good passing team. Minnesota took advantage of that. Once again, and I don't have an answer, but this Iowa running game did not get untracked.
And against a team that's been giving up a lot of yards on the ground.
I just don't get that.
Yeah, whether it be Goodson, whether it be Sargent, whether it be anybody back there, right now, Iowa's having a tough time running the ball. 319-366-1600. And with a comment, we'll go to Wally real quick here on this Monday afternoon at 3:23. How you doing, Wally?
Good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Duncan and the defense. Good job, Mark. That sounds like a Brock group, maybe. Who knows? But anyway, last year at Nebraska, or when Nebraska played us, we were losing two guys that were juniors, Hawkinson and Noah Fant. And the rap on Fant was that he didn't block very well. And he put on a clinic last year against Nebraska. He had either one or two pancakes at his tight end position. And then the rap that I did not notice until maybe the end of his freshman year with Epinesa is that he didn't play the run very well. I kept saying, why aren't we playing Epinesa more? Well, there's some games guys ran right by him. He put on the clinic on the running game yesterday, I thought, anyway. You can tell he picked him up. Those guys are playing for bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Now. And so that's a big deal. But, you were senior day. I didn't go to the game and watch it, though. But anyway, some of the juniors that were playing might as well have been there senior day. Epinesa being one of them, maybe a couple more. All right, guys, thanks for the call.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, Epinesa also played a very good game, and who knows, that more than likely probably his final game at Kinnick Stadium. Somebody did approach him with that question afterwards, and that didn't go real well. And I understand you have to ask it at times. You got to pick your moments, though. And I'm not sure that was the right moment to do it right after that. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. 319-366-1600. As Iowa gets the victory. Now they take on Nebraska, and now it gets interesting. The Heroes game on Friday. We'll have Before the Boom at 11:30 for you. On 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up on Friday. Make that notation on your refrigerator. Nebraska, Mark, suddenly needs a victory in the game on Friday to get bowl eligible at 6-6. So this is Nebraska's bowl game / win to get to a bowl game, all wrapped up into one nice, neat bow on Friday.
Certainly adds a dimension to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Nebraska handled Maryland. Maryland's bad. But I didn't expect Nebraska to blow them out the way it did. And it is another element to this game that you have to consider. Iowa, I believe, a 4-point favorite right now on the road. I think Iowa's a better football team, but that fact right there, that Nebraska could get to a bowl game, should be a motivating one for the Huskers. On the text line, 1985, the odd thing about the Iowa game is that they couldn't run, but Stanley had plenty of time to throw the ball, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No sacks in the game. And in terms of Stanley, I thought he made some NFL-type passes, and he made some not-so-good passes. He was inconsistent.
He was inconsistent, overshot a lot of guys in the second quarter especially. But like you said, then the next pass he'll throw, and you're going, my goodness, there aren't many quarterbacks in the National Football League that can throw that pass. And then he's got a guy running down the middle of the field wide open and overshoots him by 10 yards.
Yeah, for example, the one that he apparently was wrapped up in the backfield, spun away.
That was a nice
went
play.
To his left. And he had, was it Smith Marset down the sideline on a really tough, you're going to the left and throwing as a right-hander. That's never easy. But that was a terrific play.
It was. Iowa now 8-3 and continued speculation that Iowa is headed out west. But we'll talk more about that with Michael Oss. Ed Al coming up. We're going to talk as well. Greg Sharp, Nebraska play-by-play voice, coming up tomorrow. It wasn't as easy in Ames as a lot of people thought it was going to be. My island with Les Miles came through, by the way.
I covered.
Iowa State having to come from behind in the fourth quarter to beat a pesky Kansas outfit, 41-31. It was another monumental day for Brock Purdy, who right now is putting up numbers. And whether he should be or should not be, I guess, is a question for another day. Brock Purdy, if there wasn't a guy named Hurts in Oklahoma, would be the all Big 12 quarterback. I'm not saying he shouldn't be. He may still, according to the stats, probably be the all Big 12 quarterback. It's going to be second team at the very worst.
Yeah, the Baylor quarterback's been pretty good.
Yeah, he's good too, but he's, I think, going to be third string. Yeah,
Purdy's setting all kinds of school records this season. And without him, I'm not sure where Iowa State would be. Yeah, that was a tougher-than-advertised game. Les Miles had that team inspired. Puka Williams ran the ball well. And Iowa State had to stave him off. And it's going to be a tough game at Kansas State this week.
Night game, by the way. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff over in Manhattan. And strange things happen with Farmageddon over the years. Mystery calls, mystery non-calls, comebacks. This thing has always got some sort of a sidebar deal going. And I would imagine that is the case. This is probably for a bowl pecking order spot on Saturday night between Iowa State and Kansas State. Can't see Iowa State going back to the Alamo, but I can see Iowa State going back to the Alamo. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, currently tied with Oklahoma State, I believe, for third in the league right now, but I think K-State can move up with the win and tie Iowa State, if I have my standings correct. It's never an easy place to play. It used to be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
When you went to the Little Apple.
Yeah. You remember those days, don't you?
Oh, good. Do I ever.
You
yeah.
and I went down to Kansas State and whooped the Wildcats before something called Bill Snyder rode into town.
Couple more texts. Darren on the Hurricane Stalker Jeweler text line. Stanley throws better when he's rolling out or being rushed than he does when he has all the time in the world. I think that's matter of instinct a lot of times.
True.
And 5786 would like to know if there's any status update on Brandon Smith. I think he was ready to go.
If needed.
Cleared to play. He did. I don't think he played much, if any. Perhaps we'll learn tomorrow as Kirk Ferentz meets the media.
True. I got to think he's going to be ready to go for this week, though. And Iowa got the win without having to put him in there too many times. Got to get to this before we get to a break and bring in Mike Kolas. You and I on senior day beats Western Illinois 31-7. Western Illinois is not a very good football team. I'll be the first one to admit that. But I absolutely believe you and I, not once but twice, just got screwed over by the FCS playoff committee. Not a favorable draw for the Panthers, who ended up finishing, I believe, second in the Missouri Valley Football Conference.
Going to face San Diego, which is like Drake, a member of the Pioneer League. You and I will be favored in that game, and should it win, we'll face South Dakota State, which got a seed despite finishing fourth in the league. You and I lost three games to top 10 FCS teams.
All on the road.
And the fourth one was in triple overtime to a bowl-bound Iowa State team. But yet, for some reason, South Dakota State's RPI was 16 spots higher than you and I, and I guess that determined why South Dakota State got a seed and Northern Iowa did not.
Also won the head-to-head. Sorry, Jake Weaver, we're not banging your South Dakota State Jackrabbits or anything like that. They deserve, I think, to get in the top eight. Also think you and I deserve to be in the top eight.
Debate Montana, I suppose.
Well, it did not help. One thing helped you and I, and that was Illinois State lost to Youngstown State on Saturday. And when that happened, I thought, fantastic, you and I is going to get a top eight, especially if Montana State loses to Montana. Well, Montana State, they put a whooping on Montana in the Battle of the Wild. And you and I ends up second in the Missouri Valley Football Conference standings, but they will have to go on the road to South Dakota State, who beat them pretty well a couple weeks ago.
Interestingly, Mark Farley was asked about scheduling, and he said may have to reevaluate scheduling going forward Knowing that the Missouri Valley Football Conference is so difficult, you really want to play Iowa State or Iowa.
And they play at Iowa next year.
Yeah.
And at Iowa State, I believe, in 2021, if memory serves me right there. I thought you and I was going to get that number 8 seed. I thought they were going to get a first-round bye. I thought they were going to host a second-round game, and none of that happened. And I think that was just an oversight by the committee, and this UNI team has had a pretty darn good year despite a ton of injuries that they are going at right now. So, good to see Logan Wolf jump out there, true freshman. Has not played in 4 games as of yet, depending on how things go as far as the playoffs are concerned.
Yeah, the tight end and running back positions at UNI have really been decimated.
Yes, they have been. And the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
So, McElvain's pretty good, though. 3:34, we'll take a break, come back. Mike Halas will join us when we return, and we'll talk football, basketball with Mike after this.
Come January of 2020, Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7. If you don't upgrade, the probability is very strong to get viruses. The audits that we've been currently doing, we tell them exactly what PCs can be upgraded, what PCs may need to be replaced to know exactly where they're at in the process.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
In search of a battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures? We've got you covered at America's number one battery destination. At AutoZone, we have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to drive with peace of mind this winter. They're tested in extreme conditions, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need them most. Stop in today or visit AutoZone.com, and we'll help you find the start you're looking for.
Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at AutoZone and AutoZone.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Cyclone Coaches Show comes your way tonight at 1600 AM at 7 o'clock and at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Good one in Monday Night Football, as it'll be the Rams hosting the Baltimore Ravens coming up tonight. Yesterday's Patriot-Cowboy game, highest-rated non-primetime game in 12 years in the National Football League.
And we found out what a tripping penalty is.
Twice.
Oh, my God. If that was tripping on the Cowboys' right guard, I might need to stop watching football. Which isn't going to happen, but.
No. Still
negated a huge play.
Yeah, it did. Yes, it did. Mike Colas, set to join us right now, joins us on Mondays here on the Gym Class at KGYM. And, of course, Mike does a terrific job with the Cedar Rapids Gazette as their columnist. Read his stuff at thegazette.com and give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. We always appreciate talking with Mike on Mondays. And, Mike, let's start with basketball. And down there yesterday in Iowa City, watching it live, there's never a good outcome when knees buckle. And I was fearful for it. And we got the official word this morning that Jack Nungy is going to miss the rest of the season. Too bad for that young man. And we were talking at the beginning of the show 2 weeks ago about Iowa's just enormous depth and are they playing too many guys? And now all of a sudden, the depth is pretty much gone.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's right. I think it's a significant loss for the team. I really do. Everybody, coaches and players, have been telling us how, you know, in training camp, Nungy has just been so good. And then he had back-to-back games where he had double-figure scoring before yesterday. He had a slow start. The first couple games didn't make a basket. But the last third and fourth games, you started to say, yeah, okay, I can see what they're talking about here. And then yesterday happened, and, you know, it's that part of sports that you hate, but, you know, stuff happens. On top of the fact that guy redshirted last season to get bigger, stronger, a more polished game. And then in the fifth game of the season, it's taken away from him. And, you know, the obvious thing to say is, ain't it a shame? And really, ain't it a shame? It's just, you know, it's no good. But these things happen all the time in sports, and it's happened to him. And it's, you know, I hope that he makes a full recovery, obviously, and is still able to achieve in basketball what he wants.
I would agree with that, Mike. But I would also argue that in Kreener and Pimsel, there's not much, if any, drop off, is there? Am I off?
Statistically, no. But you know what? With both being forced to do more, who's to know what either one will do? I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, you know, it's a 30-game season, give or take. And this stretch of games they're embarking on here this week, depth would be a pretty good thing to have. And you don't just give up a starting forward and not, you know, not pay for it at some point, whether it's immediately or over time. Plus, there's no guarantee that everybody else is going to stay healthy for the rest of the season. So, it's a bad loss. It just is.
A week hence, we are going to know a lot more, I think, about this Iowa basketball team after those two games in Vegas, whether it had Jack Nungy or didn't have Jack Nungy.
For sure, they're going to play two good teams in Vegas. We know that. Texas Tech almost needs no introduction. The fact is, it's not the same team that went to the national title game last year and was a whisker from winning the whole thing. They lost four starters, but they rebuild wasn't the deal. He went and got a transfer from Virginia Tech named Clark, who's doing a great job off the bench. He's playing five freshmen. Chris Beard is in his top nine. Well, his leading scorer is a freshman who's averaging 19. And he's, you know, just recruiting like a madman down there. I guess that he's got a good crop for next year, too. And they've got a guard back, the Italian Moretti, who was terrific for him in their run to the Final Four last year. And their calling card's defense. And apparently that hasn't changed at all. This year, they're ranked 12th. They haven't played anybody who's very good yet. They didn't have a DePaul game like Iowa's had. They've played five of the mid-majors, and none of them were spectacular, but they blew out everybody. They're like seventh in the country in scoring margin. So they're a good team. Okay, and then the next night, you'll get either Creighton in the consolation game or I shouldn't say Creighton. You'll get either Creighton or San Diego State in either the consolation game or the championship game. two good programs, two programs that have been very good over the last decade. And San Diego State, 6-0. Creighton has been very solid for a long time. And you're going to be playing them, you know, the day after you play Texas Tech. So you're going to there's not going to be recovery time. It's going to be go back and get them again. So that's going to be very interesting. You know, what you said to preface this question was right on the money. We'll know a lot more about them than we do right now.
Mike, what did you make of Jordan Bohannon not suiting up yesterday afternoon?
Well, in the NBA, they call it load management.
Yep.
It's a new term, and it's all the rage. But what it means is they're saving him. And if he redshirts, takes the medical redshirt this season, it means he can only play 30% of their games. And they didn't want one of those games to be against Cal Poly. If he should happen to play in every game now until he's played 10 games, that 10th game would be Iowa State. How coincidental. You know, and then after 10 games, that's it. He's got to pretty much make a decision. Are you going to apply for a medical red shirt or are you going to go the distance? And, you know, they said he had hip soreness and so forth. And I don't doubt it. I mean, the dude had hip surgery in May, but I question, you know, you're going to play Texas Tech Thursday and that's a grinding defense. You're going to, you know, you're going to get put through your paces out there. How does he come back on Friday? So this is going to be an ongoing thing, whether it's going to be ongoing for more than, you know, December or not. We don't know. I doubt it, frankly, but I don't have any sort of medical degree, and I'm not even a faith healer for that matter. So, but it's got to be a tough thing. You know, I mean, it's just he came back really in October to practice. So 5 months after hip surgery,
which is ahead of schedule.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's tough.
It is. It is. And now that you got that question, you got the Patrick McCaffrey question, because now with Jack Nungy out, well, there's an opening perhaps. But now we don't know anything much more about Patrick's health concerns. I'll tell you one thing, though. He played yesterday, and you're going to see a lot more Riley Till now from here on, I would imagine.
I suppose just out of necessity. I mean, Patrick McCaffrey's not available, then Till makes 10, and there might be a couple of minutes here or there where they're just going to need a body in there to give somebody a break. But, you know, it's like you said, they had an 11-man rotation in the second game of the season. That didn't last long. And you'd like to see that number level off at some point and real quick, or else the team's going to be in trouble.
On the football field, Mike, Iowa with a 19-10 victory over Illinois. It was Duncan in the defense, pretty much, as I said earlier, and now it's Nebraska. All of a sudden, with a chance to become bowl eligible, that adds a little different element to Friday's game.
Yeah, I mean, they went out to Maryland and they just annihilated them, which you would say, well, no big deal. Everybody's doing that to Maryland, except I think Nebraska was only favored by 5 or 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nebraska wasn't winning over any hearts of anybody itself. It went out there and it clearly was, I didn't see the game, but they must have been focused. I mean, if they hung a 54 on somebody, they went out there to play. They went out there to TCB and they did just that. And so, yeah, they're 5-6. And now if they win against Iowa, they'll go to some Humpty Dumpty Bowl. But more importantly than that, it would be closing the regular season in some actual style. It would be beating somebody that matters, which they haven't done much of this season. In fact, I'm not sure they've done any of it. It means, you know, the game means a lot to them over there. If they beat Iowa, I think it makes for a quieter and a little more satisfied off season, because things aren't quiet, nor are they satisfying over there right now, even with that game Saturday. The trick will be doing it. Iowa's got a better team. Iowa should win the game. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. With the way Iowa's offense is, Iowa plays close games with everybody. They play a close game at home against Purdue, and, you know, you got to wonder if that should have happened. But Iowa's a field goal team. So it's going to be interesting to see if Nebraska can steal one. And Iowa, of course, wants to keep the hammer down over there with four in a row over those guys. The Iowa coaching staff, make no mistake about it, wants to keep its foot, collective foot, on the throat of the Huskers. And the last season, it almost got away in Kinnick Stadium. They do not want it to get away on Friday.
No, they do not. Not only because of the football game itself, but recruiting purposes. Maybe even more for recruiting purposes.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You've lost. They're 8-3, going for 9-3. But they lost some turf to Minnesota. And look, here comes Illinois. Illinois 6-5, and nobody's saying Illinois is ready to contend for titles. But that was a very competitive game Saturday. In the space of a year, Illinois went from being, you know, foot wipes and just got absolutely torn asunder by the Hawkeyes in Champaign to coming in and playing a very competitive game at Kinnick. So you can't maybe keep everybody down, but they want to keep Nebraska down as long as they can. And if they don't win this game, I think that 8-4 has got a pretty hollow ring to it. And if they do win 9-3, go play a bowl game, that should be a decent one, then I think you can take some serious satisfaction out of the season. But if you don't get this Nebraska game, I don't think it's going to feel too good, you know, through December, January, February, and onward.
I would just say Iowa has had 1 9-win regular season since 2009. Let's keep that in mind, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I know, and you're right, but they're 1-3 against ranked teams. And the opportunity, we've been over, it's old ground we keep traveling over.
Yeah, you're right.
For the second straight year, it's, you know, the chance to win the West was there, and it eluded him.
Iowa's defense, Mike, I've been trying to pinpoint this. It doesn't have just one star, and it just looking at the secondary, it seems susceptible, especially against big rangy receivers like Minnesota had. I don't know that Nebraska can duplicate that. I guess all I arrive at, and you tell me what you think, is it's just been a collective effort on the part of all facets of that defense and Phil Parker's leadership.
Yeah, it has been just a good team defense. I think that what we've seen in the last couple of weeks is how important linebacker Christian Welch is. Hmm. Welch didn't play at Wisconsin, and there are those in, I know at least one former Iowa player who insists that had Welch played at Wisconsin, they would have won that game. He leads the team in tackles by a considerable margin, even though he's missed three games with injury. He's unspectacular. He just does everything right. And he had a really fine senior day game against Illinois. He was terrific, and he's very good. I mean, we can name names on down the line, but I mean, yeah, it's a defense that has bent a lot, but it's never really, except for Wisconsin, it's never broken.
Mm-hmm.
And Wisconsin can do that to a lot of teams. Taylor's got three straight 200-yard games. So that was not the most shameful defensive performance ever by Iowa up there by any means. The secondary's got some good players. I mean, Stone and Hankins were that secondary seemed so locked in Saturday. I mean, Stone and Hankins and Ojemudia just seemed to be on the spot. And two of those three had interceptions, and then Stone had the big sack near the end of the first half that gave Iowa a chance for a field goal that they converted. So those guys did great. The defensive lineman, you know, starts with Epineza, but I think Golston's terrific. Lattimore, Reef, good players. This Joe Evans, who I still have never met, you know, a freshman from Ames, and all I know about him is that every time he gets in the game, it seems like he sacks somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it'll be curious to see, you know, where this fellow goes next year and beyond in terms of accomplishments at Iowa. And, I mean, the defensive numbers have just been terrific. I mean, they're allowing 12 points a game. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Hey, before we let you go here, senior day and an emotional senior day. You had the Paulson twins. You had Nate Stanley, of course. And I thought, you know, Nate Stanley, what he said after the ball game was typical Nate Stanley. Certainly, it was a very interesting group of seniors that played their last game at Kinnick Stadium. Not even to mention the guys like Epinesa and Wirfs and people like that. But
right,
that was a senior day to remember, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of seniors accounted themselves extremely well, starting with Nate Stanley, and we mentioned Christian Welch, guys up front on the offensive line. Ojemudia, can keep naming names. They won a lot of games, and they got a chance to win their third straight bowl game. They beat a top 10 team last week, Minnesota. Nobody else did that. So, they beat Iowa State on the road. They've got accomplishments. They've got accomplishments. And I don't want to shortchange them when I said that an 8-4 would have a hollow ring. But that's part of the sports deal, is that when you get so close, it hurts more than, you know, if you have the kind of season Nebraska's having. But the thing about this Iowa team is that after it's had its losses and it knew that it wasn't going to play for the Big Ten title, it still goes out there and plays with fervor, which is, you know, to me, the essence of sports is, okay, you're disappointed, but you don't get into the fetal position. You go back out, play again.
Yep.
You know, and they've done that. So I give them a lot of credit for that.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Mike, and we'll talk Monday.
The same to the two of you. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Halas, read his stuff at thegazette.com, and also give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. The Gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event. If selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to KGYMradio.com and click on Community MVP for more information. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up on the Gym Class for a Monday after this on KGYM.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
What's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Not if we play like we cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score September 2019.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. Members can now get up to 25% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our cyber sale.
We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding.
Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
No, 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 no. This can't be it.
Mike, your team's in the lead. They just scored.
No, you don't understand. This is the last Cheez-It.
Listen,
I don't know what to do. The game's on. The score is close. There's plenty of drinks to go around. But what's the point if there's no Cheez-It snacks?
Man, if you would just...
The cheesy, crunchy, satisfying perfection. It's all gone after this. Thank you, my little delicious square.
Dude, there's more in the kitchen.
I love you.
You're still talking to the cracker, aren't you?
Cheez-It, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
3:58, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Tomorrow, Kevin Lehman will join us, the coach, to talk basketball. And then we will also talk with Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, coming up on the show tomorrow. And reminder, the Z102.9 Wedding Show, save the date, 2020, January the 5th. Someone you know is getting married. Do not miss this one-stop shop for everything wedding. Before, during, or after the big day. More information at KGYMradio.com on that. Mark, Dave in Cedar Rapids. I helped Dave get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway.
And you've done that four times now.
Yes, I have.
Enjoy it, Dave.
I will go for five this Wednesday. Looking forward to that.
Chance for you to weigh in on our Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. Is Friday's game in Lincoln suddenly more concerning to you? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
All right, stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3:00.